Okay, just wanted to wrap up our discussion of Meleches Boneh, of Meleches Magweh Patish, and we'll do so via this very interesting machlekes, and I have an idea that I want to share with you, try it out on you, which I think is a pretty interesting thought. So we have a machlokes in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Af Hamaka Bekurnis Al Hasadon Bishas Malacha Chayev Mipnei Shu Kmitakein Malacha. And Rashi explains that Mipnei Shu Kmitakein Malacha, the Chiddush of Rav Shimon Gamliel is Af Al Pisha Eino Maka Al Hapu'ula El Al Hasadin. Even though your action is not on the kli that you're making, but rather on the anvil, you're going to be chayv. And our Gemara elaborates, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hamaka Bekunis Al Asad, Maika Ovitz. The Gemara wants to know, like, what are you doing? If you're not hitting the pu'ula, then what exactly are you chayv for? So Rav Rabbi Yossi, Omer Tzavayim, Nesh Ma'amin Es Yodo. So you're Ma'amin Es Yodo. Rashi says, Margilim U'machavnin L'hakoh HaRu'uya L'malacha, Ma'ach G'dola Ma'ach K'tana. You're practicing. You're practicing your stroke in terms of your swing over here. And that's the malacha. Very big kiddush. Hard to know what they're talking about. So then the Gemara says, Kashaba b'nei Rechava, Ela me'ata chaza umnesa b'shabata v'gamar hachanami d'mechayev. So if you watch someone do a malacha and you learn a malacha on Shabbos, so you're practicing a malacha. You're warming up. You're learning how to do something. You're going to be chayev? Preposterous. That doesn't seem right. Ela abayv rav d'amit habayish ki merada de tase mishkan osin kein. So the Merade Tas, so Abai and Rava come and explain as follows, that what they would do, the workers in the Mishkan, when they were making these gold platings on the crushim, Makin Gimel Ala Tas, they would hit three bangs on the Tas, on the metal, V'achas Ala Sadin La'achlik HaKunis, in order to smooth out the hammer, Shol Yibaka Atas, Shudak Ubalamat Debeya B'mkomeinu Ra'isi Osin Kein. So explains Abai and Rava, according to Rashi, that the Merade Tas would go ahead and hit on the anvil as a way to make sure that there were no defects in the hammer. The hammer could easily become defective because of these bangs. And if the hammer is defective, then what's also going to be defective? The metal is going to get defective. So they would, every fourth hit, they would hit the anvil on the hammer on the anvil. That would smooth out the hammer, and that would facilitate a benefit to the Tas. One second, don't rebbe me yet. Tanya nami hachi, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Afa Amak B'Kunis Al Asad, Mishas Malacha, Chayev, Shikei Merade Tase, Mishkan Osin Kein. Okay, who wanted to make a comment? Yes.
Is there, even if you say that the reason is because you're smoothing out the hammer, everyone would still agree to be Chayev for either Boneh or Maka B'Patish, and no one would say you'd be Chayev for the actual Malacha of smoothing?
Right. No one's talking about smoothing over here.
Is there a reason why it's...
I think smoothing generally means when you're doing a form, like when you're sanding down, when you're really like operating to remove a surface of, let's say, of a piece of wood, you're removing the surface. That's not really, you're just, if you are flattening, but the focus is here on Maka Patish and Boneh. Okay. Now, let's take, I want to just do this slow, but well. According to Rashi, what is the Chiddush and Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel? And what is the Tanakhama disagreeing with? Like, what is the Chiddush of Rav Shimon Gamliel? And the Tanakhama says, nothing to it. I disagree. Yeah, Yitz, this is your day.
I think the Tanakhama would say that you're only Chaya for Boneh if you're from Maka B'Patish, if you're actually working on the Pa'ula. And I think Rashi is saying, even if you're doing, like, just...
Okay, very good. Excellent. So shot number one is that perhaps Tanakhama rejects Rav Shimon Gamliel because the only time you're going to be chayiv for a malacha is if your operation is on the pu'ula. Here your operation is for the pu'ula, but it is not on the pu'ula. You're banging the hammer. What's your agenda to bang the hammer? What's your agenda? Your long-term agenda? Is to work on the metal. Is to make sure that the gold plating is going to be good. But is that what you're working on right now?
No.
So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, even though you're not working on your chetza of the kli, But since that is your ultimate agenda, this is part of Maleches Makom Patish, and perhaps Tanakama disagrees with that idea. In other words, Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, project to what this is all about. This is all about a smooth kli. And therefore, even though you're not working on the pu'ula, since this is b'shas ha'malacha, you're going to be chayv. I think that's a good, solid explanation. One addition to that explanation is going to be built on what we said at the end of yesterday's shiur. Maybe an addition or maybe an alternative. According to Rashi, in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel, where the Mishnah says one of the lametes malachos is makom patish. So Rashi writes over here, Hu gmar kol malacha shekin uman maka bekurnis al ha sadon lahachliko bigmar malacha umasnisa nami lo mechayv le ela bigmar malacha. So Rashi quotes over here Hu shita Rav Shimon Gamliel le chachamim prima facie of Shimon Gamliel. Who is bothered by that quotation of Shimon Gamliel? The Ron says, why are you quoting on Shimon Gamliel? After all, who should you be quoting? You should be quoting Tanakama. Machlokas Tanakama or Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is going to be typically like Tanakama is like the Chachamim. The halacha is going to be like Chachamim. So how could you be quoting on Shimon Gamliel over here against Tanakama? So we saw yesterday that perhaps Rashi is not quoting on Shimon Gamliel. It looks like Rav Shimon Gamliel. It smells like Rav Shimon Gamliel. But even Tanakama will agree to this because of one simple little word in our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah and the Ron's Girsa in our Mishnah is Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Afa Maka Bekunis Al Asadan. This is now I'm quoting the Ron, Bishas Gemar Malacha. If it's Bishas Gemar Malacha, then who is Rashi quoting? Then Rashi's quoting Shimon Gamliel. But that's not Rashi's gears in the Gemara. Rashi says in the Gemara that what does Hashem Gamliel say? Hamaka bekurnes al asad bishas melacha. So if this is correct, what does the Tanakama hold? Is maka al asadin maka bepatish? It can be. When? At the end. If it's the Gemara melacha, then even the Tanakama will agree. That is what? That is what? That is Makom Patish. And what's the Chiddush of Rav Shimon Gamliel? Is that Makom Patish can be violated even when? Even in the middle. And that Tanakama says no. So when Rashi says Gemar Malacha, he's not quoting Rav Shimon Gamliel, he's actually quoting the Tanakama. Tanakama, and on this explanation, a different explanation from the one Yitz gave, an alternative shot, is that what's the Machlokas of Rav Shimon Gamliel and Tanakama? Can Makom Patish be violated? Midstream, in the middle of the malacha, and I'm going to ask a question right now, which I want to hold, not answer this second. I'll answer it in about 8 minutes. If I were to ask you, from everything you know about Makom Patish, what is Makom Patish? What does it require? What are the magical two words of Makom Patish? Finishing touches in Hebrew, in English. Actually, that's English. In Hebrew, Gemar Malacha. Everything we know about Makom Patish has been something associated with either finishing touches, or Rashi tells you, Asiyas Kol HaKli. But the idea of Makom Patish when you are what? Bishas HaMalacha, is that a new thing or an existing thing we know about? That's a new thing. And who's Chiddush? Who's introducing us to that new thing? Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel is introducing us to a new idea. Makom Patish can even be Tlatinik! When? Bishas Malach. Bishas Malach. And the question is, it goes against everything we know about Makom Patish. Makom Patish seems to be always Gemar Malacha, last stage. So what exactly is, I told you, I'm holding this question out there. I will answer it in 7-8 minutes. No clarifying questions right now. I'm on a small roll. Okay, now, let's just take a look at the Ran and the Rashba. Says the Ran, this is the Chidushi Aran, Dav Kuf Gimel. Shekein merad de'tase mishkan osin kein, perish. Shemaka al asadan, bishas malacha, lahachlik hakornis, shelo yebo pagima, shelo yibaka esata, sudak, vahavale kimitaken hamalacha, af alpi she'enamaka ala pu'ula la sad. This sounds like what Yitz is saying, is that even though, where is your action going? Where your action is on the hammer and on the sad and on the anvil. Nevertheless, that's called what? Metake malacha. So you, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you're projecting to what? To the goal. What is the goal? The goal is tikkun hatas. Even though right now you're not engaged in tikkun hatas, that's your goal, that's your agenda, that's your objective, that's your tachlis. That's called makar patish. But even you are midstream. You're not at the end. You are midstream. Okay? What is this all about? One last rishon. And then we'll try and share a concept, which I think is a pretty interesting concept. Okay, now, we had a hobbin in the Gemara. My ka'avid. You're hitting a hammer to an anvil. My ka'avid. What are you doing? What exactly are you doing? So comes along Rav and Rav Yosef, what do they say? What are you doing?
Practice.
Training camp. Ma'amen es yado. You're getting yourself in the flow, in the, pardon my pun, in the swing of things. So you are working on your swing. Says the Gemara, Bnei Rechava ask, yeah, that's true. If that's really true, then me'ata choza umnusa b'shabata. If you're watching someone do an umnus on Shabbos, v'gomar hachi, and you learn by watching, you're acquiring the skill by watching. Nami d'mechayev, will you be chayev for makar b'patish because you're acquiring a skill that you're not right now using? So what does that sound? What's Bnei Rechava asking? This is a question in Latin we call this reductio ad absurdum. Is that it's like, this is like, it makes no sense. You're doing something that is now not malacha. Good, it has an agenda towards, but that's not called Malacha Shabbos. That's not called Malacha Shabbos. Practice is not the malacha. Swinging is not the malacha. So why should you be chayv? Good. So Ella Amar Rav Abaye. So what did they say? No. It means Shekem Rade Tase Mishkan. What's the pshat of here? You're not really practicing. You're hitting the anvil so that when you get to the Tase, it becomes what? Becomes smooth. Okay. Now, comes along the Rashba. And the Rashba asks a basic question. Are Abaye and Rava arguing on Rav and Rav Yosef, or are they clarifying Rava and Rav Yosef? What is the simple reading of Abaye and Rava?
They're arguing.
And which word does the Rashba point to that says, yeah, they're arguing? Ella. Ella means, this is not the pshat, this is an alternative pshat. Now, why am I attracted to the second pshat in Abaye and Rava? That Abaye and Rava are not rejecting Rav and Rav Yosef, but they are clarifying. Because Abaye and Rav Yosef, lichora, make no sense. Who's the one who makes the point that they make no sense? Bnei Rechava say, guys, you make no sense. Now, did Rav and Rav Yosef know how to learn?
Yes.
They did. They were saying something. And Abaye and Rava, perhaps, come to their defense and say, no. Bnei Rechava, you misunderstood what they meant to say. This is what they mean to say. So let's play this out. What is Rabbeinu Hai going, are they understanding Abaye and Rava? So let's take a look. Let's read that inside. So Rabbeinu Hai Gonzal Piresh, the Abaye Verava Divrei Lefaresh Divrei Rav Yosef Rav Yosef Asu. De'enu kamo she'ata savar. B'nei Rechava, it's not, you're not correct. It's not the pshat. And what are they doing? They're sitting in an on-deck circle, taking practice swings. They're the golfer about to get ready for a drive, and he's taking some practice. That's not what's going on over here. Rather, this is what's going. Ella, merade de tas. The people that are making the gold plates on the Krushin, what they do is as follows. Listen carefully. What happens if you hit the tas too hard?
It breaks.
Well, it's going to break, but it's not going to do the job. It's going to have bends. It's not going to do the job. What happens if you hit the tas too softly?
Doesn't do anything.
So you have to have a calibrated swing. Because if you hit it too hard, you know, it's not going to be flat. It's going to be bent. If you hit it too soft, it's going to stay bent. So you got to calibrate your swing. How do you calibrate your swing? You hit the anvil. That feels a little too hard. That feels a little too... And then you get it right. A couple of times get it right. Then you go to the toss. And you're like, you got it. Like this is the rhythm, this is the hit, and you get. Give me the English word to describe what you're doing. One English word. Yes.
Calibrating.
That's a fair word. That's a good word. That is what you are doing, calibrating. Why are you calibrating?
Precision.
Why are you calibrating?
Because you can't do it. Precision.
One word. Preparing is definitely not the right word.
Warming up.
Yeah, warming up is not the right word. You're not warming up. Give me the. I'm looking for a P word.
Practice.
No. Not practice.
Preparation.
I'm not looking
for precision.
Precision's okay, but not the P word. What?
Perfection.
You are perfecting, you're perfecting your swing. Now watch this. Is your toss going to be a toss if you don't hit it exactly right?
No.
Yes, it will be. But it will be. But it won't be what? It won't be perfected. It'll be a toss. It'll be plated, but it'll have some bends. It won't be smooth. It won't be just right. So what role is the practice swings? Is to perfect the toss. Is to make it perfect. Because if you hit it too hard, it's going to be bent. If you hit it too soft, it's going to remain bent. So you practice to get it just right and thereby make it perfect. You know what the Chiddush Rav Shimon Gamliel means then on this view? What is Makkeh B'Patish? Classic Makkeh B'Patish. Gemar Malacha Makkeh B'Patish. What is it?
You're perfecting what you've done.
It's perfecting. That's what it is. Your kli is already made, but it's a little uneven. The metal is a little uneven. The brick is a little uneven. So what do? You give it a whack in order to perfect it. So the Chiddush of Rav Gamliel, according to this reading of the Rashba, is Tanakama felt all along, what is the time for perfecting? At the end. Everything is finished, you perfect at the end. The Chiddush Rav Shimon Gamliel is, the perfecting can even happen. If there's an act of perfecting even in the middle, Bishas Malacha, that's also going to be Makkeh B'Patish. And therefore, yeah, your task is going to be done. But if you don't get this right with the corners al asad and just right, it's not going to be a perfected kli. So even an act that's generating perfection in the middle, that's also called Makkeh B'Patish. And you understand why? In other words, it's Makkeh B'Patish because you can do without it. It'll be accomplished without it. The kli will be made without it. But this is like that little extra that you do to perfect your kli. That's going to be Makkeh B'Patish, even if it's not happening at the end. Now, who clearly will disagree with this pshat? I know Tanakama. I'm not convinced that the Ron will reject this, but who for sure will reject it? An old Rishon. The Urayim. The Mordechai, who says finishing touches, assumes that the Kli is already finished. But here again, the Chiddush of and again, we're not passing it this way. Gemara Malacha is correct, but the Chiddush of Rav Shimon Gamliel is, even Be'er Shas Malacha, you can have an act of perfecting. And that is what I would suggest is being alluded to. And by the way, one more second, the Rashba then makes a point. He quotes Yerushalmi at the end. And he says, and this is exactly my point. Ve'ena domer lenatel es hamagal liksor. Let's say you grab a magal. You grab a sickle in order to harvest, would you say? And then you stop for some reason. You didn't harvest. You didn't do the cut. Would you say you're over in the loch of kotzer? That's preposterous. Why is that? Why? Of course not. Why? What did you do when you grabbed the magal? What would you call that? Would you call that malacha?
No.
What are you calling it?
Preparation.
You're calling it preparation. In Hebrew? Hechsher malacha. That's hechsher malacha. Hechsher malacha is not malacha. What was B'nai Rechava's problem with Rab and Rav Yosef? That you're practicing the on deck circle? You know what that's called? That would be called hechsher malacha. What did Rabbi and Rava come along and clarify? They're not talking about Heksha Malacha. This is more than Heksha Malacha. This is the perfecting of the Malacha. And therefore, that's not just Heksha. That's not just grabbing a sickle. That's not just warming up. That is doing something significant, meaningful in the Malacha. Yeah, it's not at the end. That's my Chiddush, says Rav Shimon Gamliel. Perfecting even before the end is going to be Chai. Questions? Zinc.
So the Tanakhama also says that it's perfecting, but he just says that
perfecting can only come at the end.
But let's say, right, you show that, like, this is perfection, it just happens to be at the middle, then would the Tanakhama agree that could also be Makhba Patish?
No.
Because it's impossible to have perfection in the middle.
Right.
But what?
In other words, that's right. He's not disagreeing that this is called perfecting. But he's saying the malacha of makabe patish is perfection when the kli is completed. The kli is completed, now finishing touches, that act of perfection, that's makabe patish. That's Tanakhama. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says that as long as you are engaged and what you're doing is generating, is a significant act towards perfection of the kli, that is not the malach itself. It's something external to the malach itself, but it's significant towards perfection of the kli. That too is called makeh bepatish.
Doesn't Rashi interpret the Tanakhama as saying that it could be the end of a malach and doesn't have to be finishing touches?
Yes. Rashi does. Yes. The end. But the end. The key is the end. Yeah. Yes. Dumin.
Listen, I don't understand because every time you're building something, you're like in the middle, you're trying to make it.
No, but when you're building. So that's Malacha's bone. Makab Patish is something that's not the Malacha.
This is part of me building.
You don't need it, though.
The warm-up strikes. I do, because if I'm trying to build the perfect vessel, then I actually...
Don't say duh-duh again.
Sorry.
I don't like duh-duh.
Sorry. It's essential in the process, even though it might be an extra detail. It's not, because if I want to make this perfect, I need to practice four times so I hit it.
Again, practice is Heksher. That's prep. Yeah. Here, you're doing something that's beyond prep. When I'm a cricket player, I take my practice swings. It has nothing really to do with what I'm about to do. Here, I have a piece of metal. I need a swing that is exactly of 26 megatrons of force. 25 is not enough. 27 is too much. So it's calibrated directly to what I'm about to do. It's not stam warm-ups. It's not stam loosening up. It's calibrated to what I'm about to do in order that what I'm about to do will generate it perfectly. That's the Makab Patish. Yeah?
So according to the Tanakhama, you know, perfection will be at the end. Is there a difference between perfection and the finishing touches?
It's similar. I think you can make distinctions, but it's similar. Similar idea.
So according to the Tanakhama, by finishing touches, you need to
be that's a type of perfection. Yes, correct. Binyamin.
So according to the first idea in the Rashba, what's the Chiddush of the Rashba?
The first idea? Meaning that they're arguing?
Yeah.
I mean, then they're reading the Gemara Kipshuto, what's Rabbi and Rav Yosef saying? Is that what you're asking?
Well, no, what's Rav Shimon and Rav Gamliel saying?
No, so their chiddush is that even though you're not working on the pe'ula, you're still chayav for the malach. That's your chiddush. That it's you're operating not on the pe'ula but on something else, you're still going to be chayav.
So the entire Rashba is going according to Rashi's tirza of Mishas.
Maybe I don't know. I don't know. Maybe yeah. Let's say that's our tirza. Yeah. Okay. Can I go weiter? Yeah. Maisha, you want to ask a quick question?
Isn't Rashi saying a very similar thing, that they're smoothing out the hammer in order that the toss ends up perfectly smooth? Wouldn't that also be?
I'm not convinced that Rashi's saying like I'm saying. You're smoothing the hammer. I think what Rashi's saying, what Yitz was saying, you're smoothing the hammer with the agenda of the kli, the toss. That's called makar parish. Here I'm focusing on, no, you're practicing. This is not about a smooth hammer. You know, Rashi's saying smooth hammer. Smooth hammer is, yes, so you want a perfected kli, you have to have a smooth hammer. It's not about the smooth hammer. This is about practice swings. This is a clarification of Rabban Rav Yosef. Practice swings to make sure that when you hit the toss, it's hit perfectly. Okay, Vayter and Shas. Adkan, Makeh Bepatish and Bone, we move on. How far did you guys get in the next days in the Mar Makomos? You finished the third Gemara, but you went without a Chavrusa, so that doesn't count. Okay, so I'm gonna go through this slowly because every piece is really important. I want to make sure you get this down. Again, some of the words are not so easy, but I really want to be focusing on. So let's go through it together. The Mishnah tells us, and the Mishnah is a real sideshow to really the sugi here. The Mishnah is a sideshow. Hachoresh kolshu hamenakesh is weeding. Hamakarasim is another kind of weeding. Hamezareh kolshu chayv. Hamalakit eitzim. If you gather up wood, imla takein kol shein, imla hesek kedel vashal beitzakala. Hamalakit asav imla takein kol shein lebeimet kamali piyagdi. Okay, you have different shiurim. When you read this Mishnah, it's about choresh, it's about kotzer. I'm not even sure what it's about. Different shiurim. Okay, let's go into the Gemara. I'm skipping the first piece of Gemara. I want to focus on the next brisa. Tana Rabbanan, hatolish ulshin. You pluck ulshin. What are ulshin?
Grass.
Hamezaret zradim. What's zradim?
Reeds.
Reeds. Okay. Now, why are you plucking grass and plucking reeds? There are a sum total of 1, 2, 3 different purposes you might have for plucking up this grass. Purpose number one is to feed your animal. Purpose number two is to use this little grass as kindling wood on your fire. Purpose number three is this grass is actually weeds, is inhibiting the proper growth of the field. Okay? Three different purposes. And the Gemara says, what is your purpose? What is your agenda over here? That's going to determine the shear. The fourth purpose is you eating it. Imla achila kigrogeris. Imla behema kamale piadi. Imla hesek kedela vashal beitzakala. Imla yapos isakarka kolshu. So four different shiurim on the same maisa avera depending on what your agenda is. Good? Yep. So now the Gemara asks a very fundamental kasha. Atu kulhu loli yapas is akaka ninu. You're pulling out these weeds, and you're pulling them out because you need to make a little fire. So you're making a fire. That's your agenda. What's the shear? The shear is kedela vashel beitzakala. But is your land being improved by getting rid of these weeds?
Yeah.
Yes. So why are you not chayav for a kolsh? So what's the simple answer? What's the simple answer? What? Yeah, not your kavan. Your kavan is for what?
For
the kindling wood. Your kavan is not for the yipur karka. So with respect to the yipur karka, we're going to call that a davar she'eno miskaven. So the Gemara says, doesn't give that answer, skips that step. Answer number one, Rab of Rab Yosef Dar Mitabai Ba'agam Shanu. We're talking about a case where you're doing this weeding where? In a swamp. How does that solve the problem? So this is not a field that's going to grow thereby because it's a swamp. So your sole agenda is what? Is kindling wood. There's nothing you're going to do. There's no yipui akarka because it's not the type of karka that you're going to use for anything. So that's irrelevant. Okay, good. Good answer. By the way, could you have asked the same question on the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Look what the Mishnah says. Hamalakeit Eitzim. If you gather wood, im letakein, if it's for the land, kosher. Im lehesek, kedei levashal beitzakala. Hamalakeit Asavim. Im letakein, kosher. Im lebehema, kemale piha. Can you ask the same kasha on the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Sure you can. Is it curious that the Gemara asked the kasha on an extraneous brisa? What does the word brisa mean? What does the word brisa mean? What does the Aramaic term beis reish aleph mean? Bara. What does that mean? Not in Hebrew, in Aramaic. Brisa. Bara means on the outside. What is a brisa on the outside of? The Mishnayos. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, when he canonized, when he wrote the Mishnayos, he said, you're in, you're not in. The brisas are on the outside. Mishnayos are on the inside. So just curious, why did the Gemara choose to ask this kasha on a external brisa and not on a Mishnah? That's a curious question. Interesting question. I'll just give you a hint without an answer. I'll give you a hint. What's different between the Brisa and the Mishnah? A hint. What came first, what came last?
Eating and the brisa came first.
What?
Eating and the brisa came first.
What are the four shiurim in the brisa?
First in the Mishnah and is last in the
brisa. Right. In the brisa, it's la'achila, gdi, beitzakala, kolshu, liapasa karka. In the Mishnah, what came first?
Kolshu.
Why that makes a difference? Dream about it a little bit. But that's a difference. Okay? We'll hold on to that maybe for tomorrow. Vaitrin shas. So first answer is Ba'agam Shonu. Second answer, Abai Amar Afilu Tema Basode. Even in a Sode, the Lavagam. Ukegon de Lokam Achavenu. And we're talking about a case where you did it without. Your intention was kindling wood and not for the soil. Skumara says that. Why does that help? But this is a case of psikration because by definition, when you go ahead and do the weeding, what's going to happen? Yipra karka. So the Gemara gives a stunning answer. Lo tzricha deka avid ba'ara dechavrei. Whose field is this happening in? It's not my field, it's my neighbor's field. My neighbor's field. Oh, if it's in my neighbor's field, then do I care? I don't care. What do I care about? Kindling wood. What do I not care about? The fact that he's got a nice field? Couldn't care less. Couldn't care less. What do we call that in English? Psik resha dilo nichale. That's called a psik resha dilo nichale. And what emerges from this Gemara crystal clear, slam dunk, is what's the din by psik resha dilo nichale?
Mutter.
Psik resha dilo nichale is mutter. That is crystal clear from this Gemara, which is going to be a big topic in that nice little Taisus, Lotzricha. Okay? That's sneak previews. Before we get to the topic of Psikresha, we really have to take a step back. Because to really understand Psikresha, we've got to first get to Davar She'eno Miskaven. So I want to spend 3 minutes right now just asking a simple question. Is Davar She'eno Miskaven a Hilchos Shabbos topic, or is it a Kol HaTorah Kula topic? Is it a topic that is Shabbos, or is this a topic in Kol HaTorah Kula? So I collected for you some of the basic Gemaras. And the most basic Gemara when it comes to Shabbos is on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. And the Gemara here says, famous, everyone knows this Gemara, Itmar, is a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel in three famous cases in Shabbos. We've seen some of them. Number one, whether Ish or Ein Madlikin Miner Laner. Number two, whether Yesh or Ein Matirin Tzitzis Mibeged Lebeged. And number three, whether Yesh o Ein Halacha Karabi Shimon Begreira. Rav Omar, Ein Halacha Karabi Shimon Begreira. Ushmul Omar, Halacha Karabi Shimon Begreira. What's Greira? So the Gemara explains, Greira means to drag. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gorer Adam Mita Kisei V'Savsal, Uvavach L'Iskaven Lasos Charitz. You're allowed to drag a bed or bench across a field on Shabbos as long as you do not have Kavana to make a furrow. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon says, Davar Shem Iskaven is Mutter. And who is Rabbi Shimon's Bar Plukta? Rabbi Huda. Who says Davar Shem Iskaven is Aser. And it's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether Allah is like Rabbi Shimon or like Rabbi Yehud. Okay, that's Machlokas number one, most important for us. And where is that found? What Masechet? Shabbos, what's the topic? What's the topic? Shabbos. Okay, good. Gemara number two is on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. And this is the Gemara I want to give a little more attention to. And the Gemara cites a Braisa. It's found on that Mem Vav Mebeis, a Braisa, citing Rabbi Shimon's view. Detanya Rabbi Shimon Omer Gorer Adam Kisa Mita Vesavsal Uvavad Shelo Yiskavin Lasos Charitz. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, is Rabbi Shimon Yiskavin Mutter or just not Aser Minat Torah? So the Gemara suggests maybe. If I had kavana and I would violate what? An isur doraisa? Then kilo mechavein, when I didn't have kavana, goza Rabbi Shimon drabana, maybe it'd be an isur drabana. And kol heicha deki mechavein ikis drabana, kilo mechavein shor Shimon lechatchila. So Gemara wants to suggest that maybe if the underlying isur is nisur doraisa, then Rabbi Shimon says Davar Shem Iskaven is mutter min haTorah, but also mideh Rabbanan. But if the underlying is only Rabbanan, then even Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter lechat chila. And the Gemara challenges that from the following: Masiv Rava. Where do you buy suits these days? The suit lady, Mrs. Klinger. The Halakha suit lady. Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's a jersey thing. Okay. Now, the suit lady, from what I understand, all her suits are not shotness. But let's say you go to Spencer's, you go to some place, you go to a geisha place, and there's a chance that there might be shotness. Are you allowed to try on the suit in order to see if it's a good fit, see if you like how it looks on you? Then buy it and you'll go and get it shot and it's tested. Are you allowed to try it on to see if it's a good fit, even though it may very well be shotness? So you hope yes. So this our Gemara, Mesiv Rava, Mochrek Sus. If you are a clothing salesman, Mochran Kedarkin, you're allowed to model the clothing, you're allowed to wear the clothing, even if it might have shotness. As long as you don't have kavana that you're wearing this clothing for protection from the elements. If you're wearing it for protection from the elements, you want protection for the sun or the cold, then what are you doing then what's your agenda over here? Your agenda is hanoas lavisha. But if your agenda is you just want to model the clothing, You don't need the clothes. You have other clothing to wear. You're just modeling the clothing. You just want to check if it fits. So do you have kavana? Do you have kavana for hanos levisha? Is that your kavana? No, your kavana is what? Is just to try it on. Is that mutter, says the Gemara? Yes. Is shanez nisu dorais nisu drabana? It's a dorais. And if you didn't have kavana, are you allowed to wear the clothing? You're allowed to wear the clothing. So what does that indicate? That Rabbi Shimon says what? The din of that even if the underlying is in this deraisa, is it mutter according to Rabbi Shimon? It's mutter. That's the kash to Gemara. But what do you see from this case? Is Shatnez limited to Hilchos Shabbos? I'm sorry. Is Davar Shem Miskaven limited to Hilchos Shabbos? No, it applies to Shatnez as well. I'll give you two more Gemaras, and the third we're going to save for tomorrow. Gemara number two. Is a Nazir allowed to take a haircut? No. Is he allowed to comb his hair? If by doing so, hair will come out. So the Gemara says, what's his kavana? His kavana is to comb his hair, not to pull out hairs. That's a case of Davar Shem Miskaven. There's machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Is that Shabbos or Kolot Arkula? One more Gemara. There's a halacha that if you have tzaras, this Gemara on Shabbos Kuflam Gimel. If you have tzaras, are you allowed to cut the tzaras off, or do you have to go through proper procedures, Cohen, etc., the whole deal? You need proper procedures. You can't cut the tzaras off. Okay, great. I'm not going to cut it off. But let's just say I have a brand new, delicious, adorable baby boy, who happens to also have a little bit of tzaras. Where? In the makam hamila. Are you allowed to do a mila? The answer is yes. Ase docha lo tase. But is there an iser of cutting off the baheras? Answer? It's subject to the same exact machlokas. Why? Because what's your kavana here? Bris mila. Is this Shabbos?
No, sure.
No, it's not Shabbos. It's a psik reish. It is for sure a psik reish. We'll see. You say it's aser. It's pretty low nichole. I don't know. Maybe it's nichole. I don't know. We'll see. So our both said what I wanted to just get across here is first we're gonna get to psik reish. First we have to cover Davar Shem Miskaven, and what we see so far is Davar Shem Miskaven is not a halacha just in Hilchos Shabbos. It's halacha in Kala Torah Kula. The question is going to be, are the parameters of Davar Shem Miskaven on Shabbos different than the parameters in Kala Torah Kula? We'll pick that up tomorrow.
Thank you, Rabbi.